Today is the disappearance day of Ram Dass, Abhi Ram Dass, who's one of the 12 Gopas, or cowherd boyfriends, of Nityananda Prabhu, and who was previously Sridham of Vrindavan. Just as Srimati Radharani has her main 8 gopi associates, Lord Balaram has his 12 gopas. This hierarchy is always there in the spiritual world. Lord Baladev is the master of all the gopas, Srimati Radharani of the gopis, Nanda Maharaj of the elder gopas. Of course, he's the king and the master of everyone. And then Yashoda Devi of the elderly ladies. And the same goes in terms of the cows. And so someone is always accountable to someone else. Someone is always a das. And by being a das, they remain secure and free from the influence of the modes of material nature. I'll come to talk about this a little later. Abhiram Das Thakur is one of those interesting transcendental phenomena of Lord Gauranga's entourage, who didn't appear in the material world like we usually appear, or even like other associates appear to appear through the womb of a mother, but he just came. He just appeared. He just walked out of Krishna Leela and into Gauranga Leela. He has the original spiritual body of Sridhan, and by Lord Nityananda's order, he came to the world, although he was at that time a little disproportionate in the sense that he was of the same size as living entities in Dwapara Yuga. So Lord Nityananda, so to speak, brought him down to size and made him a Kali Yuga size personality. These things are possible by the will of the Lord, and especially if you have a fully spiritual body in which Angani, Asya, Shukalendriya, Vrittimanti, parts of the body have interchangeable functions and big, small, atomic, universal size is all just really sort of a relative affair. And Abhiram Thakur became a great acharya and preacher of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Srila Prabhupada says that he was always in ecstasy and extremely kind to the fallen souls. And he had this great potency that by offering obeisances, whenever any stone that was in the way of his offering obeisances would fracture, unless it would happen to be a Shalagram Shila. One extraordinary feature of Abhiram Thakur is that he had a whip. That whip was called Jai Mangala. And it was said that anyone who he touched or hit with this whip would immediately become overwhelmed with prema or love of Godhead. Srinivasacharya was one such Vaishnava who was so blessed with this unusual weapon or symbol. In Vrindavan, generally, you don't hear of whips. They have sticks and ropes for cows. Krishna uses a whip in the battle of Kurukshetra. Anyway, somehow, Abhiram Thakur favored the use of this whip, and he would bless Vaishnavs with it. So on this appearance day of Abhiram Thakur, we should lament, as Narottam Das Thakur suggests that we do. Of course, his disappearance may be simply a something that we remember as a consequence of some mention after Mangal Artik in the temple, or because we've looked at it in the Vaishnava calendar, or just perhaps because I've said it. But it's a great loss whenever one loses some great treasure. Then that's a loss, and you lament the loss. The greatest treasure that we know and we value is the association of Vaishnavas, great Vaishnavas, extraordinary Vaishnavas. And the departure of such Vaishnavas is a great loss for the world. They are the only hope to bring about sanity in Kali Yuga. So we should try to value such devotees by hearing about them, by feeling their separation, their absence, that they're not here. And by cultivating that mood, we get the opportunity to also associate with them. As I mentioned earlier, I wanted to mention something about this concept of servant. Yesterday I was meditating on the real essence of what being an enjoyer in this world means, and particularly how that's manifest in terms of a desire for sex life. And it's not really dependent, although sometimes we say that the male is dominant and the female is dominated. But actually, male and female, everyone has the sex drive. Everyone has the desire to enjoy. And it's not just in human species, but in animal species, demigods, demons. So it doesn't depend upon sex. It doesn't depend upon species. What real sexual drive does depend upon is the consciousness. And if you were to actually sum up or essentially formulate what the consciousness of material desire is all about, it's all about being master. It's all about being an enjoyer. Atmandira priti vancha balikarikam krishnandiri priti otidari primanam. So wanting to enjoy and fulfill my own senses, please my own senses, is called kam, and wanting to please Krishna's senses is called prema. As long as the desire is there for being master, and conversely, as long as the art of being a servant, a das, has not been perfected, material desire continues to linger within the heart. Once one has perfected the art of being a servant, then one really becomes free from all anartas, from all liberated material desires. One achieves the platform of liberation, and one becomes qualified to achieve love for Krishna. But even though one may, independent of cultivating the desire, the mood of a servant, achieve liberation, aruya krishna paramparam tata, you have to fall down again. Why? Because you haven't developed attachment to the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. So our whole prayer on these days of appearance, disappearance of Vaishnavas, or whenever we pray, is to actually really imbibe and identify with this real mood of servitude. Please let me really become a servant. Because if our consciousness becomes perfected, becomes fully imbued by this service attitude, then all of the wonderful things, all of the wonderful devotional qualities will manifest. And as long as we're in a position of master and an enjoyer, I am the guru, I am the GBC, I am the sannyasi, the temple president, or the husband, or the boss, or something. And as long as we take that seriously and we let that actually contaminate our very being, even to the slightest degree, real freedom or shelter from the material energy and shelter from the influence of lust will not be attained. One will continue to suffer at the hands of Maya Devi. So somehow or another, Gopi Bhata Padakamalyor Das Das Danu Das, we want to remain in a very secure position of being a servant. And that is why in the spiritual world also, everyone is there and everyone is allotted a position of service. They are all indirectly serving Krishna, and directly everyone is serving someone else, who's serving someone else, who's serving someone else. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasarva Britya. Balaram, Srimati Radharani, everyone considers themselves a servant of Krishna, and that makes them secure. And as soon as you don't want to become Krishna, because he is the only Ekala Ishvara, he's the only servant, and you want a master, excuse me, and you want to be a master like him, then you lose the shelter of the spiritual world, and you must come down. Aruya Krishna Parampadam. tata, come down to this material world once again. So let's pray to Abhiram Thakur that we also learn how to become good servants of the Lord, perfect this service attitude, and then we can really be called Vaishnav. Vaishnav is just a synonym for servant, for das. Unmotivated, pure, unconditional servant. A great attainment, something that we really aspire for, Hare Krishna.